Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we got to go to the hotline. We welcome in our Browns beat reporter. His reporting brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, get me out of this insanity. I don't know where we got to the point where Jason Lloyd is advocating for a trade of Kareem Hunt, one of the best values, not just on the team, in the league. Daryl, put an end to this.
Yeah, it was shocking. Jason Lloyd trying to run someone else out of Cleveland.
That's what I do best. Drive the train.
He'll be driving the Uber to the airport for
Get
him.
Get off the tracks when the train's coming through.
Now, he did play. Look, he was. We played 8 games this year, so him being banged up was a huge. It really was a huge limiting factor to this offense, I think. I mean, obviously, we know about Baker's injury was big, but we don't talk enough, and I'm guilty of it. I told Ken this the other day. We're both guilty of it. We did not talk enough about how this offense missed Kareem Hunt. I think it was evident.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, the formula they used last year, were unable to use this year. Jump in front of your opponents by halftime, and then in the second half, you just rotate Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt to bludgeon the opponents to death. And they couldn't do it this year because Hunt wasn't available. And they didn't know this year. I mean, everyone's screaming for Nick Chubb to get more carries. It sometimes felt like they were trying to manage Chubb's touches a little bit, even though he did finish in the top 10 as far as rushing attempts. He finished second in the league in rushing with over 1,200 yards. But yeah, that formula that Kevin Stefanski worked so well in 2020, it just never materialized in 2021. And I agree with you. I think that not having Kareem Hunt, considering how terrible the passing game was this year, not having Kareem Hunt really set this offense back.
Daryl, why is this town obsessed with play calling?
I don't know. The way I view it is if the players go out and execute what's called, nobody's complaining about the play calling. It's kind of the same thing with the fourth down stuff. If they execute what's called on fourth down, everyone's talking about how gutsy it is and whatnot. I'm guilty. I've criticized going for it on fourth down. But the reason why I was criticizing them going for it on fourth down, Jason, was because they weren't getting any of them. Like, you got to earn the right to get those. So I blame a lot of the offensive failure this year on the players. I blame it on the receivers for not getting open. I blame it on Baker Mayfield for taking sacks when he should get rid of the football, or not getting it to guys when they are open, or failing to see guys that are open. I blame it on injury, of course, because you can't deny the impact of that, but yeah, I don't blame the ineptitude on offense because of Kevin Stefanski's play calling. If they go out and do what's asked of them, do their 1/11th, as coaches like to say, nobody was complaining about play calling when they went 11-5 and won a playoff game to get to the divisional round. It wasn't a problem then, so I don't know all of a sudden why this year it became a problem.
Yeah, Daryl Ryder joining us on the hotline. I'm with you there. I guess I just, every time I hear Kevin Stefanski, he seems to marginalize play calling. He seems to say, no, the important work is done during the week, and we collaborate. You know, Callahan, old man Callahan, and obviously Van Pelt and the great staff that he's assembled. He always talks about that collaborative effort. I guess what I'm getting at is maybe I want my coach to be a little more dialed into other things during the game and let somebody else handle the play calling if it's really not that big of a deal.
Oh, Andy Reid doesn't have a problem being dialed into other things during the game while calling plays. He's finally won his Super Bowl.
Sure, but he's coached as long as Stefanski's been alive. I just think there's a difference there.
I think you can do both. I really do. I don't have a problem with Kevin Stefanski doing it. And the big reason why a lot of these coaches, and I'll include Stefanski in this, part of the reason he got the gig was, that. Now, he didn't have a long resume of doing it with the Vikings. He kind of had that Alex Van Pelt type role. Also went through, obviously, all the assistant coaching, the positional coaching ranks there, but eventually got to the play calling. So, and ultimately, if he's the guy calling the plays, as he likes to say, the buck stops at his desk, right? He doesn't have to answer questions about why Alex Van Pelt called the play. He called it, so he knows why he called the play, and so he can answer those questions. So I certainly understand why he wants to do it, and again, I honestly don't have a problem with it. I really, really don't.
Not to belabor the point, but let's belabor the point.
All right.
I think it's a – I really think it's a control issue. Like, these guys are control freaks.
Of course.
Every NFL head coach that I've come across is a control freak, and they want to control as much as they can. So if you come from an offensive background and you're an offensive mind, like, it's different. We're talking about Mike Tomlin earlier. Mike Tomlin came from a defensive background, and John Harbaugh is a special teams guy. But if you came up through the ranks as an offensive guy and you are a control freak, of course you're going to want to be in control of what's happening on Sunday during the games.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, that couldn't have said it better myself, Jason. That's exactly what it is. Again, I'm in control of it, so I don't have to answer for anybody else, because I'm the one doing it. So, I'm not nearly as obsessed with it as, a lot of fans seem to be right now. And again, when you don't meet expectations and, sitting home here on super wild card weekend, I think is what they call it these days, when you were expecting to be playing or have the weekend off to get ready to play next weekend, fans are going to nitpick everything. And, the play calling is certainly understandable. Why? Because the offense did not do what they were supposed to do this year.
Dale Reiter joined us on the hotline. Let's talk something that I think is a positive, even though you hate to lose guys. The Browns, seemingly, the way that they are perceived around the NFL seems to have changed. If you look at the way that other teams have requested the ability to interview some of the guys in the front office. What does it say about the direction of this organization and where they're at right now?
I think it speaks volumes. The fact that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah as well as Glenn Cook are getting these interviews, Bears, Vikings showing interest. It wouldn't surprise me to see a team or two express interest. It's great if they can get one of these jobs. That's the good news. The bad news is then the challenge for Andrew Berry becomes he has to replace those guys. I think that the Guardians organization, I'll go all the way back to the late 1980s when Hank Peters came to town. They have not hired an external general manager since. All their GMs, John Hart, Mark Shapiro, Chris Antonetti, Chernoff, they've all come through the organizational system. They just churn out their own people. And they've had people leave and go to other ball clubs and run their own shows, not necessarily to the same success that has been done here in Cleveland. But, I think it speaks volumes because 3, 4, 10, 15, 20 years ago, nobody wanted anything to do with anyone from the Cleveland Browns front office because, well, quite frankly, they weren't good at their jobs. So I think it speaks volumes about how the Browns organization, how Andrew Berry and his front office personnel group are viewed and respected around the league. Again, great that those guys get those opportunities. Not so great because if they get hired, now you've got to find equal or better people to replace them, and that can be challenging. But that's why Andrew Berry has that job. Not only has he got to keep the roster stacked with talent, but he's obviously got to keep his front office stacked with talent that can find talent as well.
Need to turn my mic on.
Oh, my God.
It's just, hey, I'm a rookie at this. Is Jadeveon Clowney back here next year?
You're not. You don't get to play the rookie card. You've been doing this a while. See, Anthony, these are problems you didn't have with me yesterday. I knew when to turn on and off my microphone.
I was watching SportsCenter again. Sorry. is Jadeveon Clowney back next year?
It comes down to dollars and cents, and I will give him credit. When we spoke to him after the season finale, Jason, he was just very, very honest about it, that money was going to be a big driving factor along with the fit, the comfort, all that type of thing. He fits really well here, and so I hope that the Browns can give him the money that he desires to stay, because I think Myles Garrett needs him. And quite frankly, I think Jadeveon Clowney needs Myles Garrett. The production that they got from both of those players this year was absolutely fantastic. This is one of the healthiest seasons he's had, if not the healthiest, in the National Football League. The only time I think he missed was because of COVID. He played 14 games. I really, really liked what they got out of Jadeveon Clowney, but it comes down to money. It'll be a business decision for him, and hopefully Andrew Berry and Clowney's representation are able to work that out. But I'm not 100% confident that he's going to come back, because when you look at what he did this year, someone's going to pay him. Someone will give him some good money, and hopefully that team ends up being the Browns.
Daryl, any increased interest this weekend to watch maybe the Las Vegas Raiders, or maybe the San Francisco 49ers? Maybe watch how those offenses deal this week in the playoffs?
Well, I'm going to be sitting in my recliner glued to the television all weekend anyway. I think that if you need a singular game to make any type of an evaluation, Anthony, you're doing the scouting thing wrong. It's about the body of work, and Andrew Berry has kind of talked about that it really, how he approaches things, it's about the body of work. And I think that maybe the two resumes that you might be hinting at, and I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, I like football. I like to watch playoff football games, since the Browns are not in it.
There might be two players that you have your eye on, and I don't think that they need any resume enhancer. I think that's how I'll say that.
The quarterback of the 49ers lifetime, 33-14.
Not bad.
And he's going to be available.
Well, and that leads into right where I was going to go next. Deshaun Watson's getting traded. Everybody knows that.
Well, I don't know about that.
You think they're going to keep him?
Well, if Brian Flores ends up with the Houston Texans, I think there's a chance, because from what my understanding is, Flores was a big driver in the Dolphins' interest in him. And since the Dolphins asked him to no longer be in their employ, if he ends up in Houston, maybe he's able to sit down with Deshaun and mend those fences.
I think it's more an ownership thing, but okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying that I don't think it's depending how their coaching situation plays out here. I do think there's a chance he could ultimately end up staying. I still think more likely than not they move on, they trade him, but I'm not ruling the Texans out of the equation like I did maybe 5-6 months ago.
Okay, well, set him aside for a second. What other quarterback do you think is most likely to be on the move?
I honestly think Aaron Rodgers is probably going to stay with the Green Bay Packers. And the reason I say that is because after that game with the Browns on Christmas Day, he broken Brett Favre's record, and he's on with this. I forget who the sideline reporter was at the time. And you can just see him looking around Lambeau Field. And he talked about how much he liked it. And it's like, dude, it doesn't get any better than that. Okay, you're a Super Bowl contender. You are in Green Bay. You are the king of Green Bay. It's not going to get any better for you. And I think maybe the light bulb has kind of gone off with Aaron Rodgers there. So I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to move. I'm not as optimistic about that as I thought last offseason when the report came out about his discontent. Lima brought up Jimmy G. We've talked about Watson. The free agents that are out there, Marcus Mariota is probably the most appealing that is scheduled to come on the market as a free agent. It's not real appealing. Free agency is not. So And I don't see a lot of options out there via the trade market either. So it's, you know, Cam Newton, you want to go down that route. There's not a lot out there on the market, Jason, to be perfectly honest with you. And that's why the situation that Andrew Berry finds himself in with Baker, and why he's saying, yeah, we're bringing Baker back. He's our quarterback. That is our expectation, et cetera, because there's a good chance that even if Andrew Berry privately wants to upgrade the quarterback position or move on from Baker, he might not be able to do it in the manner in which he wants to this offseason.
Cavaliers laying 3.5 tonight in San Antonio, Daryl.
I'm going to take the Cavs
yes.
on that one.
Boom. We'll get to some Cavs talk, 9 o'clock hour. Thank you, Daryl.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
There he is, Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Brought to you by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We have the Friday Five coming up next. Five questions. We'll see if Jason Lloyd gets humiliated in the same fashion he did earlier from a caller. And how about your Cleveland Cavaliers? We'll get into them at 9 o'clock. Plus, Mike Florio to end the show today has some things he wants to get off his chest. That's all straight ahead right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.